True North, Building the Business, Baking the Bread, by Libby Vail. They said you couldn't do both, raise a family and run a company. Turns out, they were wrong. In kitchens turned offices and garages turned fulfillment centers across America, conservative women are rewriting the rules. The new power couple, a wife, a husband, a shared vision, and a baby monitor buzzing in the background. This isn't corporate feminism. This is legacy building. It's what happens when faith, family, and financial independence align. Women like Mallory Kent in Idaho, who launched a handmade candle business from her dining room while homeschooling three kids. Or Vanessa Clay in Georgia, who co-manages a farm-to-market CSA with her husband and still gets dinner on the table at six. For many, the traditional wife label misses the mark. "I'm not traditional. I'm intentional," says Clay. "I work from home because it lets us raise our kids on our terms. I'm not choosing between business and motherhood. I'm choosing both. And I'm not outsourcing either." Technology helps. Shopify, Substack, and Instagram make it possible to scale a business from a spare room. And with husbands stepping in, not just as breadwinners, but as business partners, the modern family enterprise is making a comeback. Some families are even pulling kids into the process, packing orders, updating websites, learning spreadsheets instead of watching screens. It's not perfect. The days are long and boundaries blur. But the payoff is huge. No commute, no corporate HR, no ideological compromises. Just family, focus, and financial freedom. Plus a freezer full of home-baked muffins for the Sunday potluck. Critics say it's regressive, but these women aren't trying to turn back the clock. They're just done waiting for permission. "I don't want a boss. I want a harvest," Kent says, "and I want my kids to see what we're building." This new homemaker isn't checking out of the economy. She's doubling down on it. And she's proving that grace and grit, apron and ambition can absolutely coexist. Because in 2025, the strongest business plan might just start around the family table.